The proposed redaction fee comes in response to a state Supreme Court ruling in an open records case brought by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel against the Milwaukee Police Department. The ruling favored the newspaper but suggested the legislature could amend state law to allow for charging a redaction fee for the time it takes to remove Social Security numbers and other private details before releasing public records. But reporter Bill Leaders of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says the fee violates the spirit of the state open records law.
The law says it is an integral part of public officials' jobs to make records available. Doing what they are paid to do is not something for which they should be allowed to charge extra.
Another journalist, Michael Julie of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says allowing that extra charge will stifle records requests that might embarrass government officials.
The real problem is that this bill will be used, and we think abused, to eliminate certain unwelcome records requests by rendering them unaffordable.
But a former journalist who now works for the Wisconsin Counties Association disagrees. David Callender says when he sought records as a reporter, cost was never an issue.
Then in all of the open records requests that I ever made during my career, there was never a time where the cost of actually obtaining those records was a factor in determining whether or not we would undertake the request.
Now that he works for local governments who have to spend hours fulfilling records requests, he says it's fair that the records requesters share the cost of redacting confidential information. The State Assembly will likely take up the bill in the current session. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.